The Winds of Change, and Other Stories. Introduction to About Nothing. The vagaries of the alphabet place the shortest story in the book at the very start, just as well. You can read it in a minute, and if you don't like it, you can throw the book away. Pay for it first, if you don't mind. What happened was that back in 1975, I was asked to write a 250-word story that could fit on a postcard. The idea was to have story postcards, just the way you have picture postcards. I obliged, since I am a most obliging fellow, and About Nothing was the result. I don't know what happened to the project. It probably failed. In any case, I finally offered About Nothing to Isaac Asimov's science fiction magazine, which I will henceforth refer to as Asimov, and George Sithers, the editor, graciously condescended to smile upon it and to include it in the summer 1977 issue of the magazine. And here it is, in another incarnation. If you haven't seen it before, may you groan loudly. Story 1. About Nothing. All of Earth waited for the small black hole to bring it to its end. It had been discovered by Professor Jerome Hieronymus at the Lunar Telescope in 2125, and it was clearly going to make an approach close enough for total tidal destruction. All of Earth made its will and wept on each other's shoulders, saying, "Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye." Husbands said goodbye to their wives. Brothers said goodbye to their sisters. Parents said goodbye to their children. Owners said goodbye to their pets. And lovers whispered goodbye to each other. But as the black hole approached, Hieronymus noted there was no gravitational effect. He studied it more closely and announced, with a chuckle, that it was not a black hole after all. "It's nothing," he said. "Just an ordinary asteroid someone has painted black." He was killed by an infuriated mob, but not for that. He was killed only after he publicly announced that he would write a great and moving play about the whole episode. He said, "I shall call it Much Ado About Nothing." All humanity applauded his death. End.